it's overdue, I think, don't you? It's the debt forgiveness jubilee. Yeah, I realized one day I'd paid 20 times more than the cost of that computer that I bought at the store. And that was just interest, it never would end. Too late to just remember not to do that again. I thought we threw the money lenders out of the temple. Thought usury was a crime, stated clearly and simple. Well, it's cut up them credit cards. It's a debt forgiveness jubilee.
There you go. Jim Tur and Blue Canyon Satire, Blue Canyon Productions. Some great music. The Occupy movement all across the country is out there in many, many places pointing out that this is nuts, that people are graduating from college tens of thousands of dollars in debt. This is the first time this has ever happened in the history of America. Well, of course, it's the first time in the history of America we've ever had Reaganomics putting predatory banksters in charge of our economy. But anyhow, so today is a national day of action for the Occupy movement, or for many people within the Occupy movement. And good on them, all about this student debt crisis. So you heard the president before the break talking about how he wants to he wants Congress to act to so that the student interest doesn't go up as it automatically will on July 1st. Here's clip number two of the president on the Jimmy Fallon show talking about this.
Now, there are some in Congress who disagree.
Republicans.
They say keeping the interest rate low isn't the way to help our students. They say we should be doing everything we can to pay down the national debt.
Right.
Well, so long as it doesn't include taxing billionaires. But their position is that students just have to make this rate increase work. Frankly, I don't buy it.
Yeah. The Barackness monster ain't buying it.
Yeah, so here's what Mitt Romney had to say about student loans and keeping the rates low. This is clip number eight, Jacob. Here's Mitt.
I think young voters in this country have to vote for me if they're really thinking about what's in the best interest of the country and what's in their personal best interest.
Right. Did I hear him say keep those student loan rates low? Let's see. Clip nine. Let's try. Ask him again.
When you look at 50% of the kids coming out of college today can't find a job or can't find a job which is consistent with their skills, how in the world can you be supporting a president that's led to that kind of an economy?
Oh, but he does want to keep student loan rates low. Do you, clip number 10?
I think this is a time when young people are questioning the support they gave to President Obama 3.5 years ago. He promised bringing the country together. That sure hasn't happened. Young people recognize that, and I think that's why they're going to increasingly look for a different approach.
Yeah, okay, so I didn't hear anything about that from him. Back to the president, clip number three about student loans, back again on Jimmy Fallon's show.
The reason it's so important to keep down costs is so we keep college affordable.
And the president knows his stuff, y'all. That's why they call him the POTUS, which means... person on top. What is it?
Jimmy, POTUS stands for President of the United States.
He's the POTUS with the most.
Yeah, be careful there. You'll have Rick Santorum all over. Anyhow, so Chuck Todd says, okay, well, let's ask a Republican. You know, Romney's not saying anything about this. Romney, since, by the way, has come out and said that he's in favor of keeping the student loan rates low. So to give him credit. But anyhow, here's Connie Mack. He's the Connie Mack IV, the Republican from Florida, and Chuck Todd trying to pin him down. How are you going to vote on this thing? Are you going to vote to keep these student loan rates low?
Mitt Romney and President Obama are both endorsing essentially this plan that would not allow student loan interest rates to double by the summer. Where are you on this?
Well, look, again, I think what's happening in the state of Florida, if you don't mind Chuck, I want to talk about what's happening here in the state of Florida.
No, I understand that, but this is there a vote you're going to have to make in Congress.
Wait.
All right, but you got to cast a vote on this issue about student loans. What vote are you going to cast?
When the vote comes up, we'll cast that vote. But I'm telling you, as people who are watching your program today, what they're concerned about is jobs and the economy and how we're going to balance a budget.
You don't think anybody's concerned about their student loan interest rate?
We will absolutely be able to cast a vote, and when that happens, we'll be happy to do so.
We will be happy to cast a vote. What's that vote going to be? I ain't going to tell you. No. Because the banksters, I guarantee you, I have not seen the numbers, but Connie Mack would not be making that kind of a fool of himself on national television if he wasn't getting big bucks through the back door from the banksters. Clip number 4 of the president here on the Jimmy Fallon show.
If college goes right, we'll have financial blues.
And that is how we slow jam the news.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There we go. So now the president is getting all kinds of flack on Fox News today for slow jamming the news. How dare he do something that might be young and hip and cool and, whatever the, you can't have that. Steve Ducey's just all hysterical about that. And, in fact, Steve Ducey, he's hysterical about a lot of things. The president last week, I played this clip Thursday or Friday, I think, of the president saying that, he was talking about him and Michelle. He was talking before a junior college, a community college, a two-year college, about how they weren't born a silver spoon in their mouth. Somebody gave them a leg up. In fact, here's his actual words. This is clip number 12, Jacob.
We created a foundation for those of us to prosper. Somebody gave me an education. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Michelle wasn't, but somebody gave us a chance.
See, he actually got scholarships. somebody gave us a chance, okay? So here's what Steve Ducey turns this into on Fox so-called news, clip 11.
He said, unlike some people, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
Unlike some people? Oh, isn't that cute? And so Stephen Colbert, God bless him. Stephen Colbert is so cool. Here's what he had to say about, he didn't say it was Steve Ducey, but I think that we can draw that inference.
So excellent reporting, Steve Ducey, and I know good reporting. I am an independent newsman, not some smug, self-satisfied brown noser toadying to the Republican establishment, unlike some people.
Unlike some people. So anyway, there's more. We'll get into that as time goes on. But let me pick up some of your calls here. David in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, listening on KABQ. Hey, David, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I just got done watching Obama's speech on student loan and education in general, and I totally agree that education across the board, elementary all the way through grad school of all places, should be free, and no one should have to go into any type of debt to have an education or to get health care or anything. And on top of that, I mean, it's not only the biggest debt in the country, student loan debt, but I was talking to my parents the other day and my grandparents, and they all equally said that throughout the 40s, 50s, 60s, and most of the 70s, you could either work your way through college or that individual or their family could save up money to spend for a child's college education. Like, it was a time in which you could save up for big purchases, whether it was an education.
College wasn't even a big purchase until Ronald Reagan became president. I'm old enough to remember this. I've said this 1,000 times. Louise worked her way through college working as a part-time waitress at Howard Johnson's for $2 an hour plus tips.
Yep, exactly.
And she wasn't alone. Right. That was the norm. That was back in the late 60s and the early 70s.
Yep, and you're not the only one who says it all began with Reagan. And then one quick point, and I'll drop off the line because there's other callers. But, the whole thing about having an affordable education, it's not a new idea, and it's something that people should all agree with. And I do remember some good gentleman in the past who formed the University of Virginia in the attempt to get education for as many people as possible.
Yep.
So this whole idea of affordable education is nothing new.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, it's one of the three things on his tombstone that don't include his being president. He thought this was more important, that he was the founder of the University of Virginia, a free college. David, thank you very much for the call. Very well said. And here's an exercise for all of you. just think about this for a minute. First of all, we all agree, even libertarians agree, even the crazies agree, that one of the purposes of government is to have a certain level of infrastructure. Now, libertarians just want military infrastructure and our court system and our jails, but even that's infrastructure, right? Look around you right now. Just look around you. What do you see? You're driving in your car. You might see the windshield. You might see the dashboard. You might see the buildings outside. You're sitting in your living room. You see the walls. You see the TV. You see the radio. I'm sitting here looking at, you know, there's a microphone in front of me. I'm looking at a camera that's pointed at me. I'm looking at the lights around me. I'm looking into the next room, and there's Jacob sitting there with a pair of headphones on behind this giant board. Now, let me ask you a really simple question. Notice all the stuff you're looking at. Are you looking at anything that didn't originate as an idea in somebody's mind? Now, possibly if you're outside and you're looking at the trees and the grass and the clouds, you are looking at something that wasn't man-made. But if you're looking at anything man-made, human-made, you are looking at something that was made because somebody had an idea, somebody had an education, somebody knew the math, somebody knew how to put it together and design it. So what is our most important infrastructure? Our intellectual infrastructure, which enabled all of those things to exist. That camera I'm looking at would not exist if somebody hadn't had a good education. Education should be free.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.